Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello again, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve. I stress everything is not well with you, but I just wish you a happy Pride, Pride Month. Today, I won't go over what we discussed last week. We are on chapter 10. Okay, this is a review. Peter and Cornelius. I mentioned last week that Peter was hungry. He was standing up on the roof. He was hungry. And this sheep came down from heaven, having all animals, all types of animals. And the Lord implored him, Peter heard a voice saying, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter by no means. Peter said, "I will never eat anything profane or unclean." The Lord said to him, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." Peter was puzzled by all this, and as we continue on, some messages came from a man called Cornelius, who worshipped God. He believed God with all his heart. And these men sent for Peter because Cornelius wanted to hear the word. And Cornelius did hear. He did hear the word. His family was affected by it, saved by it. And they asked Peter to stay so Cornelius could bring more people to listen to what Peter had to say. As we go to the 34th chapter, that 34th verse of the 10th chapter, Gentiles hear the good news. And Peter began to speak to them, "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after baptism that John announced. Now here we are. Here's a man who, after the event with the sheep. No, he was changed. How? Well, Peter was a steadfast person of believing, observing the observance of clean and unclean animals. But Jesus set that aside. His death and resurrection set aside all the, it fulfilled all the Old Testament laws. And Peter needed to understand that Jesus didn't die for only the Jews, he died for the Gentiles also. I like what he said here in verse 34. "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone that fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." It could be Jew, Gentile, whether a person, doesn't matter about a person, race, color, gender, sexuality. There's no partiality in God's kingdom. No, anyone that fears him does right. Now, during this Pride Month, I thought about, many people in many people in the LGBT have a kind of a negative connotation about God in the Bible because of what's been said about them in many religious circles. But it also says in the Bible that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter who you are. And Jesus pointed that out to Peter, and Peter was pointing that out to Gentiles here. So about Jesus, he related his experiences with Jesus, how God raised Jesus from the dead. He shared with him how people who saw him, that Peter was a witness to him raising after the Jesus being raised after crucifixion. He ate, drank with him after that. Verse 42, chapter 10, he commanded us, he was commanded to preach to the people and testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through the name. I remember when I was, when God called me, I'm a Gentile, and God called me. It's something I had never heard before. And when it came the time where I had to make a decision, I asked Christ to come into my life. Christ came into my life, not because of who I was, what I looked like, but education I had. That he could make me a new person. And he did. And God has done that. I think that Jesus has done that to the millions from all lands and come to know him as their Lord and Savior. And one thing I would love to see, I would like to see more of churches and synagogues and not be accepting and confirming and affirming of people in the LGBT community. Seen over the last 10 years has changed quite a bit. I'm seeing more churches being accepting and affirming of LGBTQI people. Because Jesus died for them, Jesus loved them just as much as anybody else. And I'm happy to see that it's happening. And more needs to be happening. More needs to happen. Now, partiality, it's mentioned later on in another epistle. God shows no partiality, so it's a game. I've said many times, God came in. Yes, man may reject, but God will never reject. And one reason they have pride is people take you a month to celebrate who they are, that they are happy with who they are. And that's why they celebrate. I think many have taken it wrong. Many on the outside have taken it the wrong way. It's just revelry. It's a lot of revelry and drunkenness and all that, but it's not the case. It's after many, many years of oppression, they're free to celebrate. Just like when the Israelites were separated from Egypt, they could go on and celebrate. Like when the slavery ended, they celebrate Juneteenth tomorrow. June 19th. Now, it was celebrated because Juneteenth actually happened in 1863 when Abraham Lincoln wrote a proclamation freeing the slaves, freeing black people from slavery. Find out to a couple of years later, but it did happen. Juneteenth is the day that's celebrated. This day was made a national holiday. And I like to refer to that Jesus showed no partiality toward anyone. No celebration at all. If you're a Christian, gay or transgender or lesbian or whatever, I always say that I have to be a child of God and not be transgender. You know, God loves me. God has loved me. He loves me. He accepted me, affirmed me in that identity. And he will affirm you in whatever identity that you have. Just remember this. Jesus loves you. Joining me today. And I enjoy sharing all these things with you all. You know, I just like to point out that God loves you as you are. Now, He created you as you are, and no one has the right to shame you or disparage you or say that you're unclean. Because of you are. This is who you are. I look forward to sharing the next episode of Genevieve's Jump. This is Genevieve, your host. Thank you. God bless you. Happy Friday.